Good morning, Columbus, Ohio. This is your branch president, Ken Hodge, with a quick postal podcast for you this morning. As I look around the branch, it's no secret that we're in a bit of disarray, putting it very mildly. But at some point, members, we have to come together and collectively stand for something. And I'm looking around and I'm seeing management, supervisors, and CityGate actually perform equal to, and in some cases, greater than the amount of work mail handlers are doing. And I don't hear talk of a lot of grievances being filed. Now, listen, I'm not even going to comment on the staff, union staff, or good, bad, indifferent. But what I will say to the membership is you pay dues every month. You have a right to expect a decent representation. So one of the things that I'd like to see us start doing as a branch is let's start attacking the issue supervisors performing craft work. Again, it's not a hard issue to attack, but it's a simple issue that can have good benefits for us. For one, it may show management that you need one or two extra mail handlers. And if we can prove that, then again, we get MHAs converted, we get MHAs hired. And I know it's not that simple, but all I'm asking is for members to pick up your contract, read Article 1. I could tell you what it says, but you would feel it so much better if you read it yourself. Read Article 1, and then let's start applying Article 1 with tenacity in CityGate. And Article 1 and 1.6 in particular just says we want monetary restitution for supervisors performing craft work. Now, again, how we're going to arrive at filling out those witness statements or those statements verifying that you witnessed that work, well, get with your union on that. So that way you'll have one collective way of doing it. And if everybody does it that way, it's going to take a little while, but supervisors will stop performing craft work. Supervisors in CityGate these days feel if they are short mail handlers, then it is expected and almost encouraged by their managers to jump in and fill that vacant spot. Columbus, Ohio, let's put a stop to that. If you want to be a mail handler, join our union or join our ranks. But if you're not a mail handler, and I say this to non-dues, non-members, non-union members, I'm saying this to all mail handlers. If you notice managers performing craft work, please speak to your union about it. And again, now let me be very careful, and I want you to understand what I'm saying. If you notice, now let's not get overzealous and just begin to write fictitious statements. If you witnessed it, then report it to your union. And again, I'm not soliciting. I am trying to educate, because a lot of our newer mail handlers may not be aware of this. I'm not surprised that a lot of members don't read our contract. I'm not even expecting everyone would. They should, but let's be for real. It's not going to happen, really. But find your contract, dust it off, and your branch president is asking you to read maybe a page. And that page is Article 1. And let's read Article 1. Let's understand Article 1. And then let's help stop management from performing craft work in CityGate. And that's Columbus, Ohio. Hey, so listen, that is my podcast this morning. Really not intending to be long. Wanted to give a short, powerful message to the members. And again, let's get together on this. Now, I gotta say, and please understand, because you are the person witnessing the work, does not mean you're going to be the person getting paid. So, but be bigger than that. It's about the craft, not about the individual. I say again, because you are the person witnessing or informing the union that a supervisor is performing craft work, that does not mean you will be the member or non-member getting paid. But again, this is a solidarity movement. Help your fellow mail handler. And not so much help them, but let's fill these statements out. Let's really be tenacious on Article 1. And let's stop management from performing, let's stop supervisors from performing craft work. Hey, I'm going to leave you with a nice song, and I hope you have an outstanding day. Columbus, Ohio. We can all be the man. We can all be the woman. Columbus, Ohio, collectively, we can be the man. We can be that branch that other branches follow our example.